Time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy. And time you checked out the new Series 2 HSV Sports Cat with sport suspension, anti-roll bar and AP racing brakes. Play hard. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah, baby. Welcome to the big midweek edition of Kennedy Malloy. It's going to be a cracker. We're talking about a lot of stuff. I'm going to get today to the avocado wars.
Well, that sounds scary. Hello, everybody.
It is scary. It involves the Mexicans. It involves cartels.
You've told me to be careful when I talk about guacamole.
Well, let's just say I'm glad El Chapo is incarcerated for this chat.
So you think.
It gets ripe. Real ripe. Avocado ripe. What else have we got?
We are going to talk about the return of one of Australia's most loved personalities back to television.
Oh, Ted Bulpit.
Not close.
Ozzy Ostrich.
No.
No.
Don Lane.
Oh, that's difficult.
It's a bit hard, that one.
Very difficult.
All right. It's from the world of advertising.
Yes.
We'll get to the bottom of that. That'll be an absolute ripper. We're going to check in. We're on the eve of the second test, the famous Lord's test. What could go on? Could we get to the bottom of it? What are you doing?
I'm coughing.
But what's wrong with you?
Nothing. I don't know. I've heard
are you unwell?
No, I'm all right.
You don't look very good.
You're very professional, though, because you use the cough button, unlike
thank you. I know I'm professional.
Get stuck.
Hey, what's the UK team? What are they going to do? The Poms. I've heard something weird.
Really?
That's going to throw us. Yeah, Warnie's worried about it.
Interesting. Does it involve sandpaper?
I don't know.
I don't know. We'll give it a go.
We're going to talk to Gilly about it anyway.
All right. We're going to take your calls, take your tweets. We've got so much more to wade through on the big program today. So I got a bit off. Did you fade that down too quickly? What are you doing today?
What do you mean? You said we'll take your calls.
At home?
Not bad. I showered for the first time today because I've been having the baths because I've got the big scar, you see, you know.
I've showered for the first time
because
since when?
Again, I can't get my wound wet, you see.
We don't need to know or visualise you in a bath.
Well, hang on. How long since you've bathed? Since you've been?
No, he's been having a bath instead of a shower, so he doesn't get his little army wet in the shower.
I might get an infection.
What about sponge bath?
God, it's not 1820.
You should be able to hire a sponge bath. Don't you reckon you should be able to get someone to come around?
I'm sure. I think you can.
Can you? By the hour?
Don't you just get someone to come around and go, oh, I can't be bothered taking a bath tonight.
Yes. A home
you
nurse will do that.
I just want to lie you on the couch while someone
a loofer on your back.
Get a nurse. Hello. Hello, nurse. Nurse Ratchet will come and do
hello.
That for you.
Yeah, it's Mick. Hello. Yeah, I'd like a sponge bath, please.
Oh, Mick, now what's
between
your...
Between 6 and 6.30.
What's your injuries?
Yes. Well,
I haven't got any.
I don't have any
I just
injuries.
Can't be fagged.
I'm just really
to get
lazy.
Off the couch.
You want bubbles with those? Oh, no, I'll provide my own.
No,
that's pathetic.
Just run them. There's a spot on my back I can't get.
That's terrible.
Now, you came in here today. I've never seen you more irate.
Why?
Something with your phone. What are you
doing? I am sick of it. I'm getting calls from Burundi, Malawi, Nigeria, Tunisia, and Belarus.
Okay.
Well, Azerbaijan. And I know everybody else does it, but I thought it sort of was a lid on this had been put on. And I just block all those calls. I then go into the call. I make sure I never call it back.
Never answer those calls, people.
Never answer them. Never call back to see who it is.
Was there some African countries amongst any of those?
Yes.
Because, you know, you've been to Africa.
Oh, that's probably why they're calling it.
Not.
Hi, Jane. Miss you.
Yes. I was in Africa at the time
Malawi?
When I was getting
is
them.
Malawi?
Yes.
Hi, Jane. Yeah,
that's
it could be.
That's what it is. Malawi Pizza Hut.
Could be the Kennedys from Azerbaijan.
No, it's not.
Trying to catch up.
Today.
Hi, Jane.
What's the latest one I got? Let me look it up. I'll tell you. Liberia.
Liberia. That's
now, what the hell is going on? Now,
sounds like a feminine product. No,
it's
sure.
Libra.
Time to get some Liberia. What's your point? So what do you want? What do you want to happen? Tell me what
I
you want to happen.
Our telecom industry to outlaw these criminals.
This is a good point.
Why can't you do this?
Why can't someone from Telstra, why can't you make sure no one calls us who we don't want to call?
Put an algorithm in your flipping phones that it doesn't work.
Do your job and make sure that no one contacts us.
We know.
Who we don't want to be contacted by.
I know it's a scam for a start. I accept that you get
How do you allow that?
How can you allow it to happen? And no one has an explanation for me, and I can't stand it. And you know what? Today I'm going, well, let's call someone from Telstra. Well, I didn't because I went, we're going to get some PR spin. Some rubbish had come through.
And you'd be lucky to get through.
Well, yeah, there you go. Is there an ombudsman or woman, ombudsperson?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to move to Malawi and call Telstra all day.
Well, you should. Because then they know what it's like. Honestly, I never get an explanation for this stuff, and I can't stand it.
Someone I know was on the phone waiting to get through to Telstra for 16 hours.
I've heard that too.
He played the game and he went, I know, you know who I'm talking about.
Yes.
He went, you know what? No. I am going to sit this out.
That's right.
And I'm just going to juke it out. And he kept being referred to other apartments. In the meantime, he went and had a shower.
Right. He got ready to go out.
Awesome. And after 16 hours, he finally got through to the person and department he wanted to speak to.
Well, that's a disgrace. It's 2019 and no one's accountable. And guess what?
We all just
put up with it.
We do, don't we?
We all put up with it.
And I'm not going to put up with it anymore.
Hey, Chris is on the line. Chris, you've got something to say to Dave?
What?
Yeah, Dave, if you go to Chemist Warehouse, you can buy waterproof dressings for injuries like that.
Chris, I was dressed by the nurse at the surgery, and she said to me, don't get this
Chris,
wet.
Chris, you are now, you can go round to Dave's tonight and be his wet nurse.
No, thanks.
We better give Chris a prize because that's a very good suggestion. You know what? Chris. I was going to say that. But I know exactly why you're not getting waterproof bandages.
Why? What do you think?
Because your wife's away.
Yeah.
You just can't be stuffed doing everything that there is to do in a house. And you go, I'm going to take a bath because I have to.
Well,
and you're just laying back. What show are you watching?
I'm not watching any show. I'm doing the
dishes.
Oh,
you're watching Handmaid's Tale.
No, I'm not. I'm washing the clothes, cooking the meals.
You know she's not coming back, by the way, don't you?
Probably.
You know that.
I'll be back
next Tuesday. Yeah. You know that's...
All right. Well, make sure you get those bandages.
It's just
now,
sad, Dave.
Do you want to see the scar? I've got the scar.
No. I think we've got a song now.
Oh, is that what you want to do?
Yes, please.
Well, we'll come back. We're all here thanks to HSV with the Series 2 HSV Sports Cat, which you can play hard.
There we go. Good start.
Hey, by the way, Chris, we'll give you tickets to go see Grinspoon. They're doing their Chemical Hearts tour around Oz. Tickets at grinspoon.com.au. More with Mick and Jane right after this.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Joining us in the second hour will be Adam Gilchrist ahead of the second Ashes test tonight. This is Kennedy Malloy. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy here right now.
You know,
massive. I can't get it because it's on Gem.
Gem HD.
Gem HD and I can't get it.
Oh, because I know. Wasn't Channel 9 going round to your place?
Channel 9 offered to come round and erect an antenna at my joint.
Right.
And I said no because that would
undermine
my ability to call
to watch
you
it.
Thank you very much, Channel 9, but I don't, you know, if you have to erect a satellite to watch cricket in the modern era.
So you were right in the end. It's very difficult for you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Mm. What did you just do then?
What about you do it on the app?
Can you just, I try and be subtle.
What have you done?
You had a busy lunch today.
So can't see you over there.
What did you eat? A whole chicken. What have you done?
I've got a little lurgy.
Have you?
Yeah.
I've got a lurgy.
You should meet me with Dave and I'll get a nurse.
I'm trying to get through without you.
Do you want some tissues?
Pinpointing
some
it. I've got tissues. I've got water.
Sure, it's
I've got
not
tea.
Ebola. Maybe it's the Ebola.
Hey, they found
finally
a, they found
in.
A cure for Ebola.
They have. It.
What?
Yeah,
in the
don't
paper
go to
today.
Africa. That's the cure.
I saw it in the paper today.
There's no cure for Ebola.
There is. They found one.
Oh, Jane. Jesus.
If you read a newspaper, you might find out. I'm going to talk about something.
What do you want to talk about?
Really positive about Ben Simmons.
Oh, good.
Good on him.
Because good old Ben, I'm surprised. Why would the guy come to Australia, honestly? Because
we'll get to that. Let's have what's the ad?
The ad is for Frosty Flakes.
Hmm.
And it's a US brand. We don't really have it here.
I don't think so.
But you know.
I remember Frosties. Yeah, I see. Frosties, Fruit Loops, and Cocoa Pops were the king.
They're the three evil ones, to be frank.
And they were the king of the variety pack.
They were the king of the variety pack.
You go and get the variety pack.
The brand flakes were always left.
Cocoa Pops.
Oh, mate, that'll be left on the side.
That's right.
But you know you're a superstar when you were doing an ad for Kellogg's.
With an animated tiger.
In the USA.
Yeah. What's the tiger's
name?
It? Sam? Is it Sam Frosty?
That was Sam Toucan.
That was Sam Toucan.
Yeah. Have a listen, Ben.
Who's
will tell
Frosty?
You. He'll answer the phone for it. Have a listen to the ad.
What's up, T?
Ben, we have a problem. Schools across the country have had to cut their sports programs. Those kids won't have the chance to be Tigers. I'm on a mission to help fix it, and I could use your help.
School sports were everything to me, Tony. Count me in. Hey, while I got you here,
Ben.
Please?
Fine. You're great.
That never gets old.
The old catchphrase.
Yeah. You're
from Tony the Tiger.
Great.
Was it Tony?
Tony the Tiger. Yeah. And I think Ben delivers that very well.
It's a good ad. It's very funny and good on him.
And a good cause, what he's doing. And also, look, we were talking about the fact that he's been doing these basketball clinics around Australia.
So I'm really disappointed in the reception that Ben Simmons has
really
received.
Embarrassing. So
Ben Simmons, who's a worldwide superstar, comes back to Australia, gets refused entry into Crown, and then somehow is vilified for it. It was one of the most outrageous reactions I've ever seen.
It's
it was pretty much
aftermath.
Get stuffed and go home, and you come over here with your whinging. And
exactly.
There you go. I saw some footage the other day with him at these camps. Hmm. He's doing these camps, and it's costing about $200 a head or something. It's not a lot of money. I dare say he's not out here making a fortune. The guy's worth $250 million.
I don't think it's for financial reasons.
But you've got to see the look on these kids' faces when they see him doing these workshops and they're taking these camps, and it's just
that doesn't suit the narrative of the newspapers, does it? And the Sky News and all those people.
He'll never come back. The guy came out here, he wants to knock around with his mates in Australia, and somehow we've stirred the pot.
And you're right, it is embarrassing, Dave, because we go, bring it on. Come on, Ben. And there's a few
sports star comes home, is refused entry, and then somehow is vilified for it and made to be told that he's a precious. Why don't you go back? We don't need you here. You're disgusting.
Anyway, Ben, we think it's all right. Don't
really disappointing. Thank you, Ben Simmons, for coming back and taking our kids into camps. I believe in some instances he has paid for these. He's helped out kids who are needy. But forget what you're reading and hearing on Talkback Radio.
Yeah.
And can you just have a look at the faces on the kids of the camps he's attended?
Yeah.
And hope
everyone
that
he might
come back at some stage again and do it because...
All right.
I feel very sorry for him.
I do too. And please come back.
And a little embarrassed about how we've all behaved. So sorry about that, mate. Hope to see you again soon.
We will.
When you come back, while we're talking ads.
We're going to talk ads because there's a return of a very famous...
One of your favourites.
One of my favourites, making a return to Australian television.
All right. Right after this, Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, looking on the show for tomorrow, we've got Jim Jefferies and Paul Kelly as
great.
Well. So looking forward to that.
Show.
This is Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy here right now.
Cameron's on the line. Cameron, what?
Mickey, I've got to give you the heads up, mate. Right. Now, look, I'm a bit of a cricket tragic myself, and I had the problem of not having Channel 9 through Foxtel, where I live, just outside of Brisbane.
Yes. What?
Now, 9 Go. Download it on, the app, put it on your phone, straight onto the TV, you can watch it.
Mate, I can't get my own app up.
God bless you, Cameron.
Yeah, well done.
do you realise who you're dealing with
your
here?
Laptop,
Cameron, he doesn't have a laptop.
You're
he hasn't got an iPad.
I don't even know where the app store is.
He doesn't know where the app store. He goes,
is it on the way home?
What's the address of the app store? Where have they got stores in Australia? That's how backward he is.
Channel 9 wanted to come around and put up an aerial on my roof. How's Channel 9?
Right.
Do you reckon they've got it in for me? They've cancelled two of my own TV shows and now made it impossible for me to listen to the Ashes.
So you are saying that Channel 9 are targeting
Channel 9 are specifically targeting my ability
really?
To enjoy
it. You and Carl Stefanovic.
Who are you, Carl Stefanovic?
Don't now.
Does Carl hate me? Do you?
Well,
why did he go on every radio show in Australia to promote
his
show?
I've been supportive of Carl.
And then we didn't come on our show.
Because you know what? You're a bit flippant about people. Have you had a haircut?
Okay, you're just losing it now.
Have you had a haircut?
No, I haven't. No,
really?
I washed it.
Oh, that might be.
No, I've got a new shampoo.
Have you?
Yeah, a new shampoo and conditioner.
Your hair looks wavy.
It's quite soft. Do you want to touch it?
No.
Touch it.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. It's so soft.
Really?
It really is.
Like you just walked out of a salon.
All right, mate. You just have a shower, mate. That's all you need to bother
really
about at this stage.
Sorry, getting back on point.
Why does Carl not like me?
I would say because you've been quite disparaging about his abilities, his talent, his ex-wife, his current wife.
How dare you?
Oh, you have been. Do you want me to take
you right
through?
I was more supportive.
No, you weren't.
I was very supportive.
You weren't. Anyway, Carl made a welcome return to Australian TV screens
did
the
he?
Other night.
Hmm.
People were very impressed with the
were
show.
Were they?
Yes, they were. I was impressed. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, you'll see that again.
Okay, here's get to the point. We will, of course.
No, that's
it's already done.
That's gone.
It's in the bag.
Same already... time next year. Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so, Carl. Hey, listen.
There was always a risk with that show being called that.
Now, the other thing that people have been ringing in about is you and your...
And my strange
cracking
numbers.
Cracking the sads about the phones.
I'm cracking it.
Jane wants an explanation. Why can't you automatically block calls from overseas that are obviously scams?
Why
Paul
am I
James
getting
says they've got plenty of different numbers. I block every one of them. Eventually they give up.
No, they don't, Paul. I tried that. I'm very sorry.
Notorious, because she ain't tech Janie.
I scoff in your face.
Don't answer the calls.
I'm
don't
not
answer
answering
any
them.
Calls you don't recognise from your contacts.
I'm not answering them. What
That's
I'm saying
Maddie
is
Down
they're
Under
calling
does.
Me mm. Maddie Down Under.
And Manda just goes, I just don't answer my phone.
Well, Manda, I can't not do that.
Why?
Well, I've got a lot of kids and I've got a lot of teachers who call me
What's
about
the most
my
important
kids.
Call you ever get, honestly?
Uber Eats. Your food's running late.
Well, I tell you what, when I lost my phone, they're the two apps
oh, yeah?
that mean Uber? You can no longer operate in the known universe is Uber and Uber apps.
No,
Uber
you
Eats. Once they go, you're cooked. You're sitting at home on your own in the dark.
Of course, unless
crying.
You have a computer and you can get Uber Eats.
Why would Uber Eats... Oh, Jane, you're so silly. Why would Uber Eats advertise on a computer?
Oh, don't you have a computer? You'd have to.
You can order Uber Eats from a computer.
Oh, Jane. You get so confused so easily. Why?
This is... Do you know what? Is there a workplace...
Hey, Dave,
do we have HR?
And how long has this been going
stupidity?
On, Jane? How long have you been ordering Uber Eats from your computer?
Really? Sorry, who do I complain to about you? You really don't
You can
know
watch
anything.
The ashes from your computer, mate.
Do you have a computer?
All right, Dave, don't.
All right, well, when
Work
we come back,
one.
Can
we
finally get
to
these TV commercials?
Yes,
when we want to
get to and your first ever, is it first crush? Can we say who it is? It's Dougie the Pizza Boy.
No. Oh.
You
My
love
first crush
Dougie the
was
Pizza Boy.
James at 15 TV show. Oh, James.
Okay.
Does anybody remember that one?
No, they don't.
Mine was Madge
it's
from
a
Tom
show.
Olive.
Madge from Palmolive. She was always 60.
Oh, it was Mrs. Cunningham.
Mrs. Cunningham.
Mrs. Cunningham.
God, you like your older ladies, don't you?
You know, just the way she carried herself. And her skirt was a sensible length.
Oh,
when we
my
come,
God.
When we come,
who am I working with?
Okay.
This is outrageous.
We'll talk about Dougie the Pizza Boy and some other ads.
You bet.
You've just blown it.
Who's the hottie? Who's,
I was keeping you a surprise.
Who's the hottie? Give us a call. Who's the hottest spokesperson on
TV commercials?
1-3-5-3-5-3.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
You always liked a bad boy, didn't you? That
yes.
was growing up was a bad boy. There was none badder than Dougie the Pizza Hut guy.
Delivery guy.
He was the delivery guy from the '90s. He was a TV star.
Actor Diarmaid Heidenreich.
That's right.
I don't think he'd say that on the radio. Diarmaid Heidenreich. And now he got in a bit of strife along the way. We probably should get this right. But was he did he get a fight at the Logies or something? Was there something happened there?
Was it an alleged drink driving?
Well, hang on. Both just said we better get it right and we haven't got it right, so let's not talk about it until we have the actual facts, all right?
Alleged. Yep.
Who am I working with?
He was a bad
I said
boy.
Don't mention any of these things unless we know what we're talking about.
I'm pretty sure he...
No, you're not pretty sure about anything.
The past. We've moved
anyway,
on.
Anyway, he was a bad boy.
Not anymore.
And he was taken off. Anyway, here's the good news, everybody. The new Pizza Hut ads are screening now. The doorbell rings.
It's
ding dong. But he's having pizza delivered to him. Let's have a listen.
Go ahead, mate. Dougie. Still hot?
Still hot, Dougie. Get Pizza Hut's red hot delivery today.
All right. Just for your information, go to the very last paragraph and don't read out loud, and that'll give you an idea of what happened.
Wow. Jeez.
Okay. Right.
It's like a stray.
Don't. So that was.
Been in the wars.
Dougie the Pizza Hut guy's making a return.
A colourful character.
Which is great. I'm very happy to see him.
Are you? How do you think he's holding up?
Why? Is that a joke?
It looks like he's been ordering way too many of those pizzas for my liking.
He may have had a few.
Looks like he's
few
getting,
too
high,
many.
Getting high on his own supply.
I think he might have got a few too many ham and pineapples on the way.
He might want to back off on the pizzas, Dougie.
Yeah, put the capricciosa down.
Put the capricciosa down and walk away.
He's got the cap. But there's a few ways.
Are you still attracted to him? Do you still find him? Does he sexually grind your gears like he used to?
Jeez, that turned.
First of all, I've got to be very, very frank here. He never grinded my gears ever.
You were attracted to him because he was kind
of
hot and he bought you pizza. It was like dinner and show. You used to.
It is tempting. A man who brings you food. I must say that is very attractive. As is. But I've had a few other crushes.
You have moved on. I know you love the Yui guy. So now you love the Yui guy.
That's Matthew Moore. But I love
him. He's the
Yui
guy.
You don't give him a personality. Yeah.
He's a Yui guy.
He's nice and charming. He's someone that, you know, would be a good dad.
Yeah. Is he sensible?
He's got a sensible haircut.
Well, no, but I don't
he's
like
he's got a sensible haircut and he's well groomed.
Dresses well. Yeah.
That's not my kind of man.
He presents himself. You are. You're old school.
I'm not.
You know what you are.
Here we go.
You're an old school conservative.
Be very careful how you're about to paint me.
Borderline tweed. You like a bit of tweed.
You like a cardigan.
Yeah, that's exactly like what a, Dave Grohl looks like.
Dave Grohl, though, that's what you project. Oh. But I know what you like.
No, you don't.
What about...
You don't know what I like. I know what you like. What everything. There is nothing you don't.
That's really offensive. What about the iNet guy?
Oh, the iNet.
Oh, yeah, he's all right. But there is another guy.
From which road? The 70s, the 80s, or the 90s?
There is one that I really like.
I know. You're talking about this guy.
Yeah.
At Flight Center, we'll beat any available price you find.
Oh, yeah.
The Flight Center Captain.
The Flight Center Captain. Although,
all you can think of is the Mile High Club with the Flight Center Captain.
No, there was a Silver Fox Flight Captain, then they've swapped him over for a bit of a young gun. The co-pilot's now doing the ads. I'm not happy.
The Nappy Sand guy?
He's all right. He's quite charming, the Nappy Sand guy. Where did you think of that one?
That's funny, the Nappy Sand guy.
What about you? I mean, you know what I like.
Alan knows what I like. Alan.
Mickey, Jane and Double D.
Who does it for you?
There's three contenders. There's the girl from the Ford ads who was very, very cute, and she soon got overtaken with the Trivago girl.
Yeah, that's easy enough.
And then she started playing with her fringe and stuffed things up.
Oh, the fringe, it's ridiculous.
I'm not happy with the bangs.
No. And now it's the girl from that Stella Artois ad where the boys fall over themselves.
Exactly who you're talking about.
Am I missing out on something?
Yes.
Who's the Stella Artois? Mick and Demir ad, you should know this.
Yeah, she's. I give you that one.
Yes.
What'd she do?
Well, she's just pretty hot looking, and there's two bartenders sort of vying for her attention. Yeah. But she looks like some upper self French model, doesn't she? She doesn't look very approachable, Alan.
Do you know what I'm thinking at the moment? I'm leaning towards the Amy girls.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're so helpful.
They're perennial.
They're helpful. They're well groomed.
Yes.
And
they all look the same anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Head on a tilt.
Don't be like that.
They do all look the same.
Oh,
that's the whole point in casting them.
Why can't you support other women? Do you remember the cougar ad? The cougar.
Yeah.
Her guy's going up to the bar. He's going 5-5. He goes five beers. And then the girl with the big cans has got cougar written on their stomach. And he goes, gets on the bar. He goes, two cougars, thanks.
That's still brilliant.
She was good.
Great commercial.
I think that woman in that ad.
She was someone famous.
No,
wasn't she
ended up in a detention centre, I think.
Oh, right.
I think they found out she maybe was here illegally. Oh. They put the cougar girl in a detention.
The cougar girl?
Which is probably where she hooked up with Dougie. Now, listen, don't go saying Dougie's got a checkered past.
Don't read it out.
Colourful.
Oh, jeez. No.
Should we go to break and we get more calls? Who do you love in TV commercials?
Who's tripping your trigger?
133-53.
Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy here right now, taking your calls on 133-53. Who does it for you in the TV commercial world?
It's a Trivago girl for me at the moment. We've said this because not only is she like a hottie, but she'd know how to organise a dirty weekend really cheaply.
Sure.
Because she knows all the rates.
Yeah, yeah.
So she'd do all the heavy lifting.
And you wouldn't have to fork out a lot.
She would do all the organisation.
Yes.
And she'd say, look, we're going here, but we're going through this website. Yeah. And I'll go, okay, whatever you reckon.
You just got to turn up.
I'll just turn up and turn it on.
I like the OPSM
Weave the magic
guy.
In the boudoir. That's all I have to do. Bring the heat.
Okay.
Have you seen the new OPSM guy?
Are you not going for the OPSM guy? You need glasses.
No, I don't.
Once you put the glasses on, you'll realise the OPSM guy is not attractive.
Well, you might be mistaken because it's now Liam Hemsworth, thanks very much. I've just seen him do an ad for OPSM.
Is that right?
Yes.
And I believe he's available.
He is available. Yes. In fact, people are asking he should be the new Bachelor.
You should go out with him and then leave him for another woman.
Are you just completely bonkers?
Just in fantasy land.
Have you not realised I do have...
Yes, one of those.
Another family somewhere?
You do have a partner who's in that conservative. If he was doing an ad, he'd be doing an ad for like an insurance firm.
It's very judgmental.
One of those kind of 50-year-olds.
Why can't he do an ad for?
Slightly grey, salt and pepper hair on the golf course. On the golf course.
I hope he's listening
now. With like a Volvo station wagon in the background.
Mate. Listening to Smooth FM.
With a very big conservative.
You are all in big trouble. He's coming in on Monday and I'm gonna play that back for him.
We'll delete it.
No.
You won't hear it.
Too late.
Has he ever shot like a pheasant or something? He strikes me as an old
I think you've crossed the line on a few occasions today.
All right. Hey, we're talking about world
people
advertising.
You like in ad.
Which front person does it for you? Scott's on the line. Scott. who's tripping your trigger?
Sorry, Scott.
What's going on? Who do you remember or want to acknowledge as a hottie?
I think the Anne's Pants girl. It made me want to come back as an echidna.
Sick of Rex.
To know your bird.
Okay, now is this like 50 years old, this ad? I have a vague
about
memory.
About 80s, I reckon. Yeah.
It was in the 80s. Yeah.
She married a really rich guy, who an investment hedge fund banker who they lived in Austria or something like that.
Kidding.
So
did
she
have an echidna? So the ad, people haven't seen
Sick
the ad.
Rex. She's lying on a bed in like an old cow shed or
and
something.
There's ants running around on the top of her pants.
Panties.
And then she releases an echidna and goes,
can't say that word
sick
on radio.
Sick and rest.
Cotton panties.
She was very attractive. Didn't they do a remake of that ad with the girl who got caught in Malaysia? Or am I just making that up? Yes.
You're right.
Hello, James.
Hey, how's it going, Mick?
James, yeah, good.
Who do you think is bloody hot?
Right up until she opened her mouth, Lara Bingo.
Well, you can't have both. You got to be happy with the voice. That was the appeal of it all.
I thought
it
was a good campaign,
girl.
And at the time that campaign got rubbish.
Scott Morrison's
a bit,
campaign,
and it made headlines all around the world. Mm. And I didn't think it was what was wrong with
that?
Where the bloody LA? Hey, we're here. We're having a party. Come join.
Yeah, it made it sound like a 14-year-old though.
Yeah, I don't think elocutions have ever been a strong suit.
Thanks, James.
I'm prepared to forgive her this
now,
one.
Do you want to hear Sick 'em Rex?
Hi, we've got it.
Yeah, here it is. Have a listen.
Sick 'em Rex.
There it is.
That's how I wake up in the morning. Graham. Graham, who's the...
who do you like?
Who do you like, Graham?
It used to be the Tarago girl till they changed the fringe, but now it's the girl in the Quicksorb headache tablet ad where that's the blue swimsuit. She's got the best ass without saying
I agree.
Hang on, Graham.
She's got a good little...
Thank you, Jane.
What are we talking about?
It's an ad, and she proves that her headache's gone. She dives into a swimming pool, and she's got a little hottie one-piece costume on, and it's just up the crack of her bum a bit, and she's got a good little tush.
Oh, yeah, you got it. You got it, James.
I got it, baby. Don't worry.
Get a bit of bonnet bulge here. Now, what was the ad, Graham?
Nurofen.
Nurofen Quicksorb.
I'm writing this down.
Well, because I'm obsessed with any headache tablet advertisement because I take them all.
I just
eat them for breakfast, lunch,
and
dinner.
And she'd have no excuse for not having sex with you because she doesn't have a headache.
That's
she can't go, not tonight, I've got a headache. hey, have another Quicksorb, babe.
Exactly.
Let's give Graham a prize. He's made me chuckle.
Back coming your way, Graham. Well done, mate.
Andrew.
You had someone I'd like.
Yeah, I reckon, Jane. I reckon the guy in the Woolies ad that does the fresh fruit commercial, he's got a lovely side part. Lovely teeth, Jane. I reckon he's really.
Oh, so he's.
Is he touching fruit?
Yeah, he is.
Jane
he's
loves that.
And blueberries and strawberries.
Melons?
not melons.
Sorry, Andrew.
Is that a fruit and veg guy? Out of
Curtis Stone and the guy from the Woolies ad, which one should I go for? Because Curtis looks a bit, you know.
No, the Woolies.
Rugged.
Curtis is looking a bit weathered, I reckon.
You know what? I was about to say the same thing. Curtis, something's going on in his life. It's not great.
He's all right.
He's putting together some
very successful.
Maybe some benders or something.
No, but
he's not.
He's a happily married guy.
You know,
he's got a couple of kids. He's
goes on Oprah.
Goes on Oprah. He's doing.
I'm not
something
sure he's aging well.
I beg your pardon. He's very young. He's younger than you.
Feels like the wheels are falling off.
Yeah, I've got pot calling the kettle a bit here.
Hey,
all right, thanks, Andrew. That's a good call. I'll look
Ray,
out for him.
Ray, who does it for you on the ad front?
I'm still getting over your Optisorb girl comment, mate. Tonight I don't have a headache. but it's a young, fresh-faced Naomi Watts in the ad for lamb where she wins dinner with Tom Cruise and she turns it down for lamb roast with a mum.
All right, I think we got it here. Have a reminder, have a listen.
Tonight
Mum's doing a lamb roast.
Didn't you sit next to Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had roast lamb.
Full.
I didn't eat it because I didn't want to get any food stuck in between my teeth. There's a first, not eating food. Thank you, everybody. They're great calls.
Come on,
really
since Dougie the pizza boy.
Yeah.
You're over him now?
Yes.
Moved on?
All right. Hold on, everybody.
Love that. Adam Gilchrist, not too far away. Talking to cricket soon. This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
I've got a good news story for you, and you will relate to this because it is about beloved lawn bowls, Mickey.
I love lawn bowls, Cubs.
And close to your heart, of course,
yep.
Because you wrote and starred in the wonderful Australian movie Crackerjack.
Hello, girls. Dinner's on. There's a matinee idol.
No, it's very close to a lot of people's hearts for good reason. Mm. Now, I'm going to take you to Logan in Queensland. And much like the movie itself that you made, the Red Club at Kingston, 20 years ago, went into receivership.
You know what? This is not an uncommon story. The reason why the film was made was because this was actually a thing and a phenomenon and was happening to bowling clubs all over the joint. Where basically what you have to understand with the bowling club is that next to the town hall, it was the next thing built. So generally, they occupy great real estate, and they're sought after. In fact, if you go to most bowling clubs now, you'll see the major sponsor is a local real estate group. So when the thing ever goes under, they'll be in the perfect position.
But it's great value, and it's belonging to a
club. It's blue chip real
estate.
It's history that's living
and good
dying
times.
On
it's
the
great.
Vine.
I've recently been to a local club with the kids and gone down there.
It's fantastic. Fantastic people.
Now, I'm going to have a chat now with Stephen Ryan, who's from the Rec Club in Logan. He's the general manager. G'day, Stephen. How are you?
G'day, Jane. G'day, Mick.
Hello, Jane. It's a good news, Stephen. Can you tell us who has come to your rescue, ironically, after 20 years of receipt of going
into receivership? Give us the history of your club. How'd you get into trouble and how'd you get out?
Sure. Well, firstly, I've been here since about very late 2002, but in the late 1990s, mid to late 1990s, the club borrowed a bit too much probably from the bank and overcapitalised.
Probably to put in a new beer line or something, was it?
Yeah, new beer lines, an extra bowling green because you've got to have
this.
And in the end, we're unable to meet the repayments and Westpac Bank put them into receivership. And about that time, the receivers went out and sought interest from any other perhaps more successful clubs that were more financial, and that's how the Canberra Raiders became involved.
Okay, so there's that's a nice link there, because the Canberra Raiders have come to the rescue by doing what to help you out?
Well, the Raiders paid out the debt to Westpac, and therefore then they were taking on a fair bit of risk by doing so.
And how was it brought to their attention, and who sort of linked the two together?
Look, my understanding was that the receivers, obviously receivers, you know, they have a lot of contacts in the industry, and I guess they put their feelers out and sought expressions of interest. And there were a couple of other clubs. I believe there was a surf club down the Gold Coast that showed some interest at the time, but the Raiders...
Righto. With it. So what happened? So they helped you out, and what have you done? Have you bought back your club?
So we're on the brink of doing so, and hopefully that'll happen in the next month or two. Just got a few details to sort out, but you know, from a club that owed $6.5 million to the bank once upon a time to now virtually having $6 million to be able to buy it back.
So that's a great story.
Now, give a plug too. What are the facilities you can get at the Rec Club? Tell us what's going on.
Three lawn bowls greens, you know, weddings, functions, you know, come on down, get married here.
You've got a sports bar, cafe, bistros,
the usual, things.
You've got bingo going there, Stephen?
We've got bingo as often as we possibly can.
How big's your meat raffle?
We have to kick them out every now and then so some bride can get married. But other than that...
How big's your meat raffle?
Meat raffles are just absolute ball terror.
I went to a club, I forget the name, in Queensland, in Brisbane, and the meat raffle was worth $800.
You're joking.
It was pretty much a cow.
That's brilliant.
is my memory.
Stephen, you're inspired a bit by the movie Crackerjack. Have you seen it?
I'm a bit nervous having this chat, to be honest. I'm feeling like there's so much I can learn and there's just not enough time in this.
I'm like Elvis on a lawn bowl. I really am.
Hey, we'll come up and visit one time.
It's
going to
be
really
a free meal in this for Mickey.
Well, you know what it'll be. It'll be a schnitzel.
Schnitty and a beer and a bowl at the lawn bowls. That is a great news story. Yeah, congratulations.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
They're still on the rope. So many clubs. Do you know what you can do too if you want to save your local bowling club?
Yes.
And you want to keep it away from greedy developers. You don't have to go and play. Become a social member.
Yeah.
Okay. So they did this beautifully in a suburb called Clovelly in Sydney, and where there's a businessman had their sights on the Clovelly Bowling Club, which is absolutely beautiful.
Imagine. Prime real estate.
It's prime real estate. It's on the cliffs.
Yes.
And everyone in the locals went, okay, do we want that being turned into a revolving restaurant?
Yeah.
No. So about 2,000 local residents all joined the club.
Oh, chipped in.
Never bothered to do it. And I went, it's a brilliant way of keeping an asset. That's yours.
Smart move, everyone. Go and support your local
lawns. A load of fun. Outdoor cathedrals they are.
Hey, all right. Coming up, we got Gilly. He's on standby. We're going to talk about Lords and the next cricket test.
I might see if I can go to his place and watch the cricket tonight because I've got no...
I'm sure you'd
be I've got no gem.
We'll sort that out. Adam Gilchrist next.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
That's right, and it's going to be a monster. Make no mistake about that. We've got the latest Jeffrey Epstein news. Not the first time he's run afoul of the law. We'll get to the bottom of that. This has caused a sensation, this case, in America. It's the biggest single talking point. There's lots to digest.
Does your name get you in trouble? There's a guy who's can't go overseas because his surname's too rude to go on his passport.
Oh, really?
And some people have names that, you know, it just makes them difficult for them to travel.
Crikey.
I don't know.
We'll get to the bottom of that.
Your name gets you into a wee bit of trouble.
Is there a Game of Thrones entertainment spectacular, arena spectacular coming to Australia?
There is. Yes.
Is there?
It'll be in a big... I've seen an orchestral one of Harry Potter and different other things like that.
I was about to say, what kind of nerd would go to something like this? The question's been asked.
Guilty, Your Honour.
We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but it's a special day. We are on the cusp, nay, eve of a Lord's test, so time to speak to this bloke.
With confidence sky high in the Aussie camp after the first test, the Ashes series moves to the home of cricket at Lord's.
This is probably the best ground in world cricket.
Every Australian who comes here just cherishes the moment.
Can Steve Smith dominate with the bat again?
You know, I'm really grateful to be in this position now, playing for Australia again and doing what I love.
How will our bowlers tackle Lord's famous slope?
You know, a couple of our bowlers have got very good records here.
Or will the Poms bounce back and even things up in the five-match series?
It's a new week, it's a new ground, new conditions. We learn from the mistakes that we've made and we come back very hard.
Here to help answer all this and more, please welcome back to the show one of Aussie cricket's finest, Adam Gilchrist.
Hello, Gilly, how are you, mate?
Mick, Jane, how are you?
Good, Gilly.
How are you feeling? Is this like Christmas Eve for you, is it, on the eve of a Lord's Ashes test?
It is very exciting, isn't it? I noticed with interest there Tubby Taylor's little quote in that little opener that every Australian gets there and cherishes the moment.
Mm-hmm.
My first test match there, I wasn't playing. I was 1997. I was in support staff. I might have mentioned this to you a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
Yeah, I slept asleep in the bathtub out the back because the excitement got the better of me the night before it and I knew I wasn't playing.
Does that mean are you still 12th man if you sleep in the bathtub?
Well, I was 17th man out of the 17th touring squad, so they needed five injuries before I was on there, Jane. So,
isn't that hallowed though? Like, you know, apart from that, when you just turn up there for the first time and you go out there, it is that outdoor cathedral, isn't it? The birthplace of cricket, if you like.
It really is. It's... it has quite an astonishing effect on you. You just think, wow, this is everything that's been hyped
up.
It's
a bit like the MCG when, you know, as a hallowed ground.
I would have thought that the home of cricket
is actually at Lord's
is the super, I mean, for me.
Well, the Ashes.
The MCG
was at Lord's,
Or the Ashes and cricket. The MCG's
the birth of cricket.
So versatile, isn't it? It covers every sport.
Yes.
You know, obviously footy and cricket Boxing Day and then hosted Olympics. But for cricket specific,
this is the one you want to get to.
And the other good thing about it, the other notable, you'll hear any cricketer that's played there boast about the lunch at Lord's.
That's the winner.
A la carte meal.
Talk us through that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, in this day and age of sports science and nutritionists and all that, you get up there, it's a small little room, same room that's been there forever, in between the two change rooms. Both teams go in there together. Having been out on the field, abusing each other, getting physical and verbal, and then all of a sudden you're sitting down in a restaurant together. You're How ordering wonderful. Off the menu.
There's a menu there?
There's a menu for the day's specials
can,
and
can
so
you
on.
Can give me a typical selection of what
we Oh, well, there's, you know, obviously there's pasta for the carbos, but you've got your fish or your steak. You
smoked
might want
salmon.
To go to the surf and turf. Yeah. You get a bit of both of it. But, yeah, the smoked salmon, there's desserts.
Is there any grog?
Soup,
do you have a wine?
Entree. Back in the day, I believe
I'm
there
sure
was a little glass of port there, but not so much nowadays.
No.
It's for later on in the change rooms. But,
well, why don't they do that at all? Doesn't that sound like a really wonderful bonding thing to do with opposing teams? No?
I think that ship sailed in world sport. Maybe.
Well, Mike Gadding, former England player,
yes,
Mike Gadding,
him,
England captain. Mm. He was captain at Middlesex, and I'm not sure if you've seen the Gat and what his nickname was, Fat Gat, was throughout his career. And captain at Lords at
he
Middlesex is probably good reason. He made the most of those lunches.
Did he?
But,
yeah.
That's wonderful.
Hey, it's a fantastic stuff. And as you say, it means something to the players. It's such a special thing. It's also for so many fans, it's bucket list stuff. I have all my friends. It's to go and see, hey, Test match at Lords. It looks like we're on the eve of a pretty interesting one. There's been a couple of changes. We're going to come back and talk to you about the inclusion of Archer, what's happening on Patterson.
Yep.
Pattinson dropped. And Nathan Lyon is on the verge of doing something quite remarkable as well. Can we talk to you about all that on the other side of this?
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Adam Gilchrist, our special guest from our Mix 94.5 studios in the great state of WA in Perth.
Yes, indeed.
Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah. On the eve of a test match at Lords, an Ashes test, there's lots to digest. Can we talk about Nathan Lyon quickly? Now, if he takes a few, this test, he goes ahead of Dennis Lilly, 355 test wickets, am I right?
Yeah, you're spot on, mate. And for at the time, 355 was the world record.
It was the world record.
Held that.
What's his place in cricket? They call him the GOAT. I remember for the first 200 wickets, most guys I know used to go, well, he's in the team. Yeah. Where does he stand for you? Where do you put Nathan Lyon?
I suppose like traditionally a lot of spin bowlers, maturing. So as he gets more mature, his game's developing and his understanding of what he's trying to do and just becoming a more and more complete cricketer and bowler. And you're right about that. It's funny, 200 wickets worth, but he was sort of in the team,
out again, in
for four tests. But he's slowly accumulated a couple of hundred. Now he's with continued selection, he's gained the confidence and to be a real leader in that team. So, as I say, take over Dennis Lilly. And I think that must make him the second most successful spinner to Warnie, I would have thought.
Crikey.
He's also got a very glamorous girlfriend. Sorry to interrupt on
he
these
He has
statistics
a lovely young lady from Perth.
That's right. Hey, well, he's come on in all aspects of the game
he
now.
Has.
I think it's fair to say. Now, with the Poms, Archer's going to get a run.
So Jofra Archer,
who was great in the World Cup. And here he goes. This is his test debut, or his
Ashes
debut.
Yeah, this is a tip. Typical play by England. They actually changed the laws about citizenship. They fast-tracked it for Jofra to become available for the World Cup. True story.
Convenient.
Certainly from a cricketing point of view, they did. And now he gets his test chance, and he'll be nasty. He'll be a tough proposition.
Yeah.
No doubt about that. And, if I think there's a bit of inclement weather over there today, a little bit overcast.
And is the pitch nasty? Because they previously played a game on this pitch where everyone was out against Ireland. Everyone's out.
Ireland bowled England
out
for 85, yeah.
So what can we expect?
I believe it's very green on top, so that supports bowling first and could provide a lot of wicket-taking opportunities. Very dry underneath, they're saying. So it's a typical test match where if you win the toss, you go, I might need to take on a bit of pain in first innings and bat first. We could be in trouble, but you'll get the results later on, as they did at Edgbaston, where Nathan Lyon bowled on day five on a dry, bouncing track. So
here we go.
When you're watching, when you'll be watching tonight, are you texting your mates in cricket when you're watching?
Absolutely.
And who's sort of your go-to? And are some over there in England or some all around the country or the world?
I've missed through the World Cup being able to get Ricky Ponting, bait him, because he was actually in the change rooms with the team.
That's right.
But,
first-hand account.
Yeah, Damien Fleming is hilarious.
He's a funny bloke.
You can imagine. And we've got a little three-way thing between...
Have you got a WhatsApp going, have you?
Well, it's just... We should go WhatsApp. Yeah. But we're direct text message to each other. But there's Fleming, myself, and a good mate of you guys, the great Marty Sheargold. He loves cricket.
Jeez,
and so trying to... I'm the straight guy in that. I just try and give the serious talk, and they just pull it out of me all the time.
But it's all cricket talk, and it's all commenting on the game and how it's being played and the commentary and all that.
Yeah.
Generally,
there's nothing left unanalyzed. Okay. Believe me. From right the on. Way they're wearing their clothing, the bat stickers, the commentary.
I say that because in my household, there's often when the golf is on, or there's a Masters or something. There's a lot of texting in my household to a WhatsApp of other people and different, you know, sports people around the world. But you know, I find that.
Can I come to your place and watch it with you, mate? Because I can't get Gem. No. It'd be great.
He doesn't know what an app is. Either guy, he doesn't know how to get nine go.
I'm pretty good. I'll just, you know, I'll help out around the house. It's 85 days, possibly less.
Okay, we'll get on a plane, mate. Get over here. The only issue
it wasn't a ringing endorsement.
I can pick up, Jen, but unfortunately. I've got Jam, I've got everything else, but the remote's no good. So I'm back to the sort of 70s and 80s where I've got to walk over.
Oh, no,
mate.
Off
horrible. I'll tell you what to do here. You get yourself a pool cue. You get a pool cue, you sit on the couch and you stab the TV. Yeah.
Or you pay one of your many children to go, change the channel for Dad. Here's $2.
That's it.
One. Thanks, Gilly. We'll be watching
tonight. Could you ever get me a ticket to... I mean, you got me a ticket to the World Cup final.
Listen,
but could you get me a ticket to the Ashes? I want to go to the Lords.
Hasn't he done enough? It's only 4 years away. I've got 4 years to work on it.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
A bit nicer than that. Come on.
I'm sorry to hear about Carlton on the weekend, mate, getting done by Richmond. That must have been tough for you.
I think we have to make our guests feel welcome and warm, so that's not very nice, Andy. All right, thank you. We'll check in again with you.
Over there in West Coast, you'll be facing the music this week too against the Mighty Tigers. All right. Don't get too comfy.
Bother me, mate, as a blue.
All right.
The great Adam Gilchrist, thank you very much. We will check in again.
Good trash talk.
Yep.
Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
I need to report a crime.
Kennedy Malloy's crime report.
I want to start in Mexico. One of the great hubs of crime, international crime, crime rings, gangs. It's all happening. It's a dog-eat-dog over there, let me tell you. Gruesome battles. Mm. The latest is linked to control of the avocado trade.
Mm. Wow.
Who knew?
Well,
19 dead bodies found displayed in a Mexican city, what appears to be a scare tactic by a local cartel, hanging bodies from a bridge, the old Mexican necktie, they call it.
Avocados.
Here's how it's being reported.
The gruesome mass murder by a cartel was part of a turf war for drugs, but also the country's green gold, avocados. Authorities say the killings appeared to have been done by members of the Jalisco New Generation cartel. Mexico produces over half of the world's avocados, and with global demand increasing, cartels are also fighting over producing and distributing the fruit. Insider reports that CGNG participates in avocado trafficking, where the industry is worth $1.5 billion alone in Michoacán.
That's a lot of smashed avocados.
Yeah.
Now, why are they going for such a big price? Because this is their value, the street value of an avocado.
Well, there's no Mexican food without the avocado. It's in everything.
Holy guacamole.
Correct.
Mate, don't even say that.
Careful.
That's the name of a Mexican gang. Holy guacamole. If you get a guacamole...
That doesn't sound very scary.
You see anyone with a guacamole... Don't you... You know what you'd be? You'd be a good avocado mule. An avocado mule.
I've told you, you don't want to know how women traffic drugs, transport them. I'll have you know.
Imagine
that is a bad image.
Imagine you seeing that where we've got people muling avocados through customs.
It's amazing.
Swallowing an avocado.
Imagine a in a condom. What about a Scarface-style movie, but him sitting at a table just on the big pile of avocados
in a bag.
That is really scary.
A sniffer dog that can actually sniff out an avocado.
Yeah.
From a...
You know you got to pay
this
extra.
Is the price of avocados. Yeah. This is for every time... Listen, you...
Do you know because they're hard to grow.
You're stuck up...
Are they?
They are hard to
in
grow.
In a city, twerps, in the leafy suburbs like yours.
Yes.
Where next time you're sitting there having your $17 smashed avo
yes.
and toast, think about what you're doing to contribute.
You're probably
to
right.
This is a ridiculous
argument.
It is. This is what's going on.
Because well, what are you saying? Don't buy an avocado.
Correct. It's the
you're trying to shut down the Australian avocado industry. Is that what you're saying?
Avocados are associated with
this ridiculous argument of violent crime.
Oh, you know what, Jane? If it was strawberries, you'd be taking that off that smile off your face.
You can't say don't eat avocados because in Mexico, it's clearly
the gangs are
corrupt over there, not here.
If you
don't break down the Australian avocado industry.
If you eat an avocado, you may as well stab a Mexican in the chest.
Well, what do you do then? You just don't have nobody eats avocados and they stockpile them. They'll kill everybody anyway.
Eat a rock melon. Have a rock melon. Now, I put it to you that there are plenty of other options in the fruit bowl that don't get innocent people killed. The avocado is off tap. Just get used to it. There is no room on the breakfast table for an avocado.
What about Taco Tuesday?
But you go to a local burrito bar.
You can have one of those in a Mexican jail if that's what you feel like.
But I don't understand. Are you saying we're not allowed to have avocados anymore?
I'm saying there's one luxury item that you have to forgo, and it's an avocado, Toots. Now, I feel
like I'm on Sky News.
You can still have your giant strawberry.
Paul Murray calls people things like, come on, Dahl. Hello, love. Nice to see you. He speaks like that too.
I mean, this is the great avocado war.
You know, you go to a burrito bar, you've got to pay extra for guac. You pay more. Like, so
you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to protest that.
Yeah. Why should
I pay
extra
$1.50? I don't understand your argument.
Guac. Yeah. No guac.
What are you? Who are you saving? What about all the avocado workers?
I'm saving lives and hundreds of lives. Oh, workers, is that what you call them? You know what they are? At the end of every day, they're probably killed and put into a big pit, so no one knows where they got the avocados from.
We're not importing our avocados from Mexico, mate.
Aren't we?
No, we're not. We're getting them from Australia.
And who do you think's running the big avocado rings in Australia? Who do you honestly...
Oh, careful who you're disparaging.
Who do you think?
Well, that's... Don't you be very careful.
Do you know what you can have?
I support the avocado industry.
You can have a kumquat. That's it. It's all I'll allow.
I'll kumquat you.
Just think before you selfish little inner city kids have your $17 smashed avocado.
I've sat with you and you've chowed down on avocado on toast and you go, excuse me, can I have some lime? You put lime on it and salt.
What are you talking about?
I used to run avocados into this country. I used to run them.
I'm so bored with this conversation. It's doing my head in. Can we finish?
We're done then. Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Feel like some avocado now. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy here. Driving
the green gold.
Yeah.
The green gold, the avocado. If you see, they should get all the avocados, take them out and dump them like landfill.
But
like,
how does that help anybody? Are you saying deregulate, making them worthless?
No, I'm just saying that if you contribute, if you want to contribute to this
I'm not contributing to a Mexican cartel.
Go and have an avocado. Go and have an avocado.
Well, I will because I'm not contributing to it.
Jane, we order some avocado to the studio. Jane feels like
it's not coming from Mexico. My avocado.
Hanging a Mexican off a bridge.
It's come from Queensland. You goose.
Is it?
Yes.
Who do you think's running the avocados out of Queensland?
Well, I'd be very shocked if it was a Mexican cartel.
I'll tell you who is.
Who is? El Chapo.
El Chapo.
Oh, jeez.
Well, we know that's rubbish.
We've probably got avocado growers listening.
Of course we have. We've got plenty of Queensland regional listeners.
I'm putting it to you that the avocado industry is
Don't you derail the avocado industry. This is very dangerous ground.
You know, an avocado farm is like a meth lab.
Okay. I think you've crossed just,
that one. You know, it can't be done.
You're on your own on that one, bucko.
Yes, it's not right.
You're being very silly and you will derail an entire industry if you're not careful.
Dog out there.
What are they sniffing? What's an avocado?
Hunting for avocados.
It's just an avocado.
Except there are mules coming through at the airport. You see those guys.
Oh, my God.
They're sweating on the brow.
Yeah.
And they're looking a bit uncomfortable. I go, I bet that guy's carrying an avocado.
You know what? If you see a guy with man boobs, he's got two avocados up his jumper.
Apparently they're the shape.
You're not taking this seriously.
I thought that was pretty good.
The name avocado comes from an old Egyptian name from the shape of a testicle.
You just looked that up then.
It came what?
The shape of a testicle. There you go. That's where the origins go back to.
You need a giant pair of avocados to try and
Right. Men try to claim everything as usual. Now men own the avocado.
Thank you.
I'll just remember that. Next time you are taking into an avocado, you may as well be honking onto a giant testicle.
Enjoy.
Yeah. Hey. That's about it from you, ads. Isn't it?
You have so many other options in the fruit bowl, Jane.
Just I'm not go continuing past the avocado. Anything after that. That's pretty ridiculous.
Hey, well, we're still doing Crime Watch.
Yes.
Jeffrey Epstein, upstate, pedophile ring, committed suicide. There's a huge conspiracy theories now. He died.
Good segue, by the way.
He died twice. It's a Crime Watch, Jane. Mm. We're all in the same, okay. same poem. Do you want me to go back to the avocado?
No.
No, move on.
I don't. Yes.
Jeffrey Epstein, giant avocados.
Jeffrey Epstein, bad.
Well, Jeffrey Epstein, so two guards have been suspended. A warden has been removed. This is after his death. This is after he committed suicide.
Mm.
Not once, but twice. This is this crazy thing. They knew he was already sus because he'd made an attempt on his own life previously.
That's right.
And it's such a big case. You would have thought, we won't take our eyes off this bloke. In the meantime, they've taken their eyes off him. And he's gone. So heads are rolling, and there are conspiracy theories that are running rampant across the US are being...
talked about some yesterday that are quite shocking.
And
I said that he might not even be gone, that they have a secret change to the switcheroo.
Flames being fanned by the president himself, who's retweeting conspiracy theories. Here's what's interesting. This is not the first time this guy has been jailed on these charges of sexual slavery. He was jailed... previously, and it was one of the most lenient sentences ever.
Ridiculous.
It makes you think every time this guy goes to jail, there's something sus going on. Here's Trevor Noah from The Daily Show discussing the first time Jeffrey Epstein ever went to jail.
You might be asking, where does Epstein even get the balls to ask for such lenient treatment from the law? Well, maybe it's because this wouldn't be the first time.
In 2008, Epstein was accused of running this very same sex trafficking operation involving at least 40 underage girls. But those federal charges back in 2008 were dropped after Epstein received a controversially lenient plea deal.
Epstein was only in county jail for 13 months and was allowed out to go to work 6 days a week.
Not only did the charges get dropped, what he was charged for meant that he was going to jail, but he was allowed to leave prison for 6 days a week. And go to work. That's not prison, that's just life. You go to work every day, and then Sundays you stay in. The only difference is he was living rent-free. I mean, can you imagine if you were sharing a cell with this guy? Epstein comes back to jail at night, and his cellmate is like, what a day, I spent 12 hours in solitary confinement. And Epstein is like, oh, I wish I was in solitary. Starbucks was a zoo this morning. Anyway, good night, Bill Cosby.
You get the idea. Something is going on. People in high places, rich people in high places, powerful people. He's gone to jail twice on these charges. Once they allowed him out on a daily basis, it's time he's dead.
But we're not talking about blue-collar crime here either. We're talking about a sexual predator, pedophilia, sex slave rings, underage girls. Nightmare.
I'm sure he's involved in the avocado trade.
I'm sure.
Hey, there's a guy called Jeffrey Epstein.
This is a terrible thing
to have the same name as someone else. There's a guy called Jeffrey Epstein, same name, who's copping what they're calling a tsunami of wild abuse on Twitter.
Oh.
That's unfortunate. I've heard this a couple of times.
He's actually put out, it's funny, he's Jeffrey R. Epstein, and he goes, friends, so Jeffrey, how is your weekend? Me. And then it's just a stream of bigger people saying, rot in hell, you pervert. Go to hell, child. R.I.P. Good sir, you really bagger. And he's going, oh, my God.
It's not me.
It's not me.
Calm the fun. I tell you what, it's not a bad one. 133353. Do you have a name that's got you in trouble?
Yeah.
That gets you in trouble, that's the same as someone else, that often makes you the target of people. Give us a call.
133353.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
A name that can get you into trouble, Jane.
We've been asking because a poor guy has the same name as Jeffrey Epstein on Twitter, and he's been copying. He's actually Jeffrey R. Epstein. But we asked you and Christy, who's your husband, Christy?
Carl Williams.
Oh,
Carl Williams. Is your name Roberta?
Christy, do people comment about your husband's name?
Frequently.
It'd be good for booking restaurants, though, wouldn't it?
I'd like to book for my husband.
If you're going to be running drugs, or make sure you're not doing any exercises on an exercise bike.
Okay. Well said.
Thanks, Christy.
All right. Thanks, Christy.
All right, let's go to Peter. Peter, what's your last name?
Sutcliffe.
Oh, Peter Sutcliffe.
Well, yeah.
That's a pretty famous name.
Very famous in Yorkshire, I believe, was the area, was it not?
Very much, and my parents immigrated from Bradford, Yorkshire, so who knows if there's a line there somewhere.
The old Yorkshire Ripper. You share a name with a... good on you,
congratulations, Peter. Yeah. Did you get comments?
Do you get free Christmas cards, do you?
Ripper was my nickname for Christmas.
That's awesome. Australians are great like that. All thanks, right. Peter. Robert, what's your last name?
Full name.
Hey, Mickey. Hey, Jane.
Hey.
My surname is Hughes. So I'm Robert Hughes.
Robert Hughes.
Now, that's the closest. We asked for Jeffrey Epstein-style names. I think that's the closest I can think of, Robert
we
Hughes.
We did, and down that
hey
line,
Dad.
Yes.
Yeah. Good call. Thank you, Robert. Appreciate it.
Yep. Hello, David. What's your last name?
Oh, Munro.
David Munro. Now, for NRL fans.
You would identify him as a referee.
Well, please don't spit on me, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, David.
Do you really
Look,
cop it sometimes, David?
Oh, I beg your pardon?
Do you cop it sometimes?
Well, look, I you know, I didn't think it was ever going to be a problem, but I can't wear the whistle around my neck anymore.
That's a good idea.
Seriously, I can't pay $7 at the footy anymore for a beer, and I'm not allowed to have a Dagwood dog because, you know, they don't even let me in. I go down the street, and my goodness me, you know, spat at because they think it's me.
David, that's bad
David,
luck for you.
After a particularly bad decision, does Twitter light up?
Well, no. Well, I basically just say, what do you think, video referee?
Good on you, David. Thanks for that. Let's go to Anne. Anne, you're in Bundaberg.
Yes, I am, Jane.
How's it going up there?
Beautiful, beautiful.
Good on you. Now, Anne, you're Anne Howard. Who are you married to?
I'm married to John Howard.
Oh, how very nice for you. Now, is that the PM or the actor?
No. Well, it's funny you say that because when we did have the PM with the name of John Howard, I'd ring up to book a motel room like that, and there'd be dead silence, and I'd say, no, not the PM or the actor. It's just John Howard.
Well, good on you. That's what we're after. Good on you, Anne. Let's go to Andrew. Andrew, what is your last name?
Kerr.
Andrew Kerr. And your old man's name?
John Robert Kerr.
Oh, okay. Oh. So we've got...
John Kerr.
Yeah.
Very famous Governor General.
Still confident to this day.
Does he really? Isn't that funny? God. Do you have a nickname?
Nah, no nickname.
No nickname. Thanks, Andrew, for the
call.
Well
done, Andrew.
We've got Paul on the line. How are you going, Paul?
You're good. How are you?
Good. What's your last name, Paul?
My surname is Kelly.
Paul Kelly.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
Okay, and how does that manifest itself for you on a day-to-day basis?
Banter when you're buying stuff with your credit card, or I work as a business development manager, so once I sign off on emails with my full signature and I get my surname, they come back saying, when are you going to come and sing us a song?
Oh, really?
All the time.
Do you know how to make gravy? Do you know how to make gravy?
I know.
Been hanging out with the dots.
Good one, Paul. Actually, speaking of Paul Kelly, we've got him on the show tomorrow, and he is going to sing.
Good stuff, guys.
How to make gravy.
You bet. Can't wait for Paul Kelly, the real one, tomorrow, Paul. Thank you for calling. This is Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's pretty loose.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy, just about done for the day, thanks to the HSV Series 2 Sports Cat. Yes, you can find your dealer.
HSV Series 2 Sports Cat.
I did, yes.
Swing!
Oh, man.
I know, you get very excited when you hear about this, Mickey. Tell us why.
We shouldn't do this so close to the end of the show because now I'm going to run downstairs. You know what I wish we had?
What?
Like a bat pole, like a fire pole that I could get from this studio. Bang down into a bat cave, a bat style cave that has the sports cat in it.
How good.
I drop into the driver's
what
seat,
colour?
Flick the switch.
Red? Feeling red today?
Yeah, feeling.
No? Orange? Oh. White? No. So there's a range of colours.
Give them the proper name.
Crush.
Excuse me.
I can't read that.
Summit
it's too
white.
Small.
Dark
crush.
Shadow.
Probably Crush today.
Yeah, Crush is like the orange.
I feel like Crush because I'm off to a movie premiere. So
what?
I'm off to a movie premiere. I'm going to go straight there.
Yes.
I'm going to get up front. I'm going to chuck the keys to the guy.
Yeah, because to the valet.
Bogart a hot chick.
Okay. I don't
pop
think
her in the cabin.
I don't think the valet's going to be up to it because you've got to be a proper dude to
be in
this
valet will do.
What?
Hotwire it.
Yeah.
And drive it.
Ferris Bueller style.
Across the border.
Mm. You're right.
Mate, I love the Sports Cat Series 2.
It's
and you know what?
Everything you need.
It's HSV, people.
Yeah.
It's HSV.
Yes. So only people who really know what they're talking about, HSV people, you're a breed into yourself.
Well, you know what you are? Mm. You're the hardest.
You are tough.
You, if you're hard enough, try it. If you're hard enough, go down the showroom and have a
come
look.
On.
Separate it with glass, though, because don't touch. Don't tap the window.
Yeah.
And don't touch.
See, if you're up to
no
it.
No tie kickers. You've got to be fair to income.
Oh, no tie kickers. This thing will kick no
back.
Way.
Yeah, this thing will kick
you've got to check out the tyres on this mother.
Oh, you're going to say something else.
Mother.
I love the sports cat.
And well, thank you.
It
we
is
love
the
you.
Greatest bit of automotive machinery ever devised.
Thank you, you so much.
It's a behemoth.
Find your dealer at hsv.com.au. We spoke about this before, but Paul Whisker. Kelly live on the show.
And tomorrow. Who else?
The great Jim Jefferies.
Hello.
Look at that. We'll see you there. Kennedy Malloy.
Another premium selection of Kennedy Malloy. For a premium sports 4x4 range, check out the new Series 2 HSV Sportscat with sports suspension, anti-roll bar and AP racing brakes. Play hard.